But Spinal Injuries Ireland has published a pre-budget submission, like a lot of other people, but they're calling on the government to automatically provide medical cards to 97 people from County Galway who are living with spinal cord injury. And I would have thought automatically, without hesitation, that those 97 people would automatically get a medical card like that. Fiona joins me on the line. Fiona, good to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us. Why don't they have a medical card?
Well, they're not listed on the long-term illness, so there's a list of conditions that receive long-term illness cards, and spinal cord injury wasn't listed on that. That goes back to the 1950s, and now it's medical cards are granted based on means and not needs. So, you know, the HSE would argue that an awful lot of people receive discretionary cards, but even receiving a discretionary card, it can be taken from you at any time, and it causes huge stress to people with spinal cord injury who are trying to, you know, recover their lives after a traumatic injury.
But can I ask you, again, will you correct me, because you know more about this than I do, but I mean, I thought anybody that was had a disability automatically got a medical card.
No, that's not true. It's based on discretionary means. So essentially, if you have and the thresholds are very low. So if you earn more than 194 in a week, your medical card can be taken from you, which is below the basic wage, the average basic wage.
But I mean, if you're an old age pensioner and you've got yourself a spinal injury and you're getting €260 a week, does that mean that you don't get the medical card either?
Over 70s would get the medical card. But what they say is they're granted on a discretionary basis. So people may receive the card, but the problem is it can be taken from you at any time. And this is of huge difficulty, certainly to younger people who are starting off, you know, in their careers. They're trying to form a life. They're trying to participate in society. And the fear of losing their cards means that they can't. They're afraid to take a job that pays too much because the card may be taken from them.
But why is society allowing this to happen?
I don't know. Well, this is why we're calling for a change in this year's budget. And Minister Anne Rabbitt, as you know, is the Minister for Disabilities. And she met with us last Thursday as well. So we're very hopeful that, you know, we've got a very good hearing in Leinster House last week. So we'd be fairly hopeful.
Mm. Stay with me if you don't mind, because local service user Nicholas Murray joins me on the line today. Nicholas, good morning to you.
How are you, Keith?
Good. Thanks for taking your call today. Are you one of the 97, can I ask you?
Well, I have mine annually. It comes to me, but it is a worry. Like, I'm just sitting here looking at my medical card. I only got it last year. It's gone out again this year. So it is a worry that you get, like, what I have, the spinal injury, it doesn't go out of date. You have it for the rest of your life, unfortunately. You know, there's no expiry date on what I have.
No.
But, like, it would be an ease if you got it for 10 years, like Fiona said, that we're kind of looking for. Because you can, that's one less worry in one sense. Now, the medical card doesn't cover everything. It does help, but it doesn't cover everything.
But Fiona, it's very hard to you know, and I'm actually thinking, because we had a strong story at the top of the programme there, a man that was in a motorcycle accident and he has to go and get treatment in Australia and all that. But again, it's very hard to think of the likes of Nicholas and others, 96 others that are out there, that on an annual basis have to, depending on the whim of whoever is allocating the medical cards as to whether he gets it or not. It's no way to have to live.
And this is the whole problem. So, you know, we have two service users who came into Leinster House with us last week. They talked about having to stockpile. They're two young girls trying to start their careers. They stockpile catheters. They stockpile stoma bags. They stockpile medicine when it comes up to their review, because they're reviewed on an annual basis. And the fear of losing their card would mean that they couldn't afford to do all the other things that they do in their life, including working.
So the medical card is not just about going to the doctor and the doctor assessing the situation. The medical card is everything that the medical card can provide.
Exactly, exactly. And it's access to community services if you need a public health nurse. It's if you need a new wheelchair. I mean, all these things are extremely costly. And it's just it gives people a huge security that they can get on with their lives, that they can get back, they can work, you know, that they can enjoy their family time and participate in society without having the fear of losing their medical card.
Yeah, and it's a basic fear that a lot of people have, I have to say.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Emer Smith is the rehabilitation physician in the NRH hospital. And, you know, she was in Leinster House with us last week too, you know. And she would say that the ultimate goal for people when they're going through their rehabilitation is a return to work, you know, because it brings so much social, psychological and intellectual fulfillment and a sense of achievement to people. So if a medical card is preventing people from doing that, it has all sorts of other, you know, issues that it causes, such as, you know, mental health issues and poverty. Poverty is a huge thing for people who are living with disability right across the board. And the impact it has on the family's income, because, you know, obviously people have to, family members take time off to care.
And I know, Fiona Bulger, that you're the CEO of Spinal Injuries Ireland, but could all of the bodies in question that are working in that field come together and put a lobbying scheme together where that automatically the likes of Nicholas doesn't have to worry about renewal?
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier on, for some reason, and I don't know why, because it dates back to the 1950s, spinal cord injury is not on the long-term illness list, whereas there's an awful lot of the other neurological conditions are, such as spina bifida and multiple sclerosis, diabetes is on it, but Spinal Injuries Ireland, for some reason, was omitted at that stage. So that's why people with a spinal cord injury in particular need to be guaranteed medical cards and not to be reviewed except every 10 years.
But Nicholas, you said it there. I mean, it's not as if it's going away. What you have is what you have to live with for the rest of your life.
Yes, it is. It's a huge change to myself, to my family, people I know around, and even for, if you want to hit it there, like for work, like my brother's my family to ring me any news today. No, not really, because I'm not anywhere. Do you know, if I was out working, at least I have an outlet.
Yeah.
You know, it would be brilliant, you know, but like, it is a worry.
Mm. It is. And it's very tough, I have to say. Nicholas, are you working now or not working now? Or can you not?
Not just working now.
No,
not working now.
How do you pass your day, can I ask you?
Doing stuff. I know, in fairness, you covered my story if there when we done a GoFundMe chip page. Like, in fairness to everybody, my house is geared for me. So, like that, I can tidy up the house. I can put on the dinner in the evening or for the lads coming home, even for Carl coming back. I took up bacon, would you believe it? And it gives me something, you know. I walk the dog, you know. It's just same rigmarole, but it would be just nice to be able to go out and provide, because if you have an extra bill coming into the house, you can maybe do a few extra hours, where we don't have that.
No. Listen, you mind yourself, Nicholas, and good to talk to you again. And thanks for taking your call today, Nicholas Murray there.
Yeah.
Fiona, thank you for joining us. Keep in contact.